USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation and Russia's invasion of Ukraine are some of the topics featured in President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. The president delivering his first State of the Union address, with gas prices across the nation averaging over $3.56 a gallon. Negotiations on the Major League Baseball lockout have stalled Tuesday, despite Major League Baseball owners warning they would miss games if an agreement wasn't reached. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announces the start of the 2022 MLB season will not start on time.
I had hoped against hope that I would not have to have this particular press conference in which I am going to cancel some regular season games.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The White House is laying out the next phase of their COVID response on Wednesday. Two administration officials saying the White House's COVID response team and leading health officials will push forward the national COVID-19 preparedness plan during the event. The plan is part of almost 2 months of work by the response team, along with consultations from external experts and public health officials. A new study shows that daily walks may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. A 9-year study conducted by the Washington VA Medical Center followed nearly 650,000 veterans with an average age of 61 who all did not have Alzheimer's at the start. The research found that the group of non-active participants saw nearly 3 more cases of Alzheimer's develop per 1,000 person than the active group. The findings suggested that averaging 2.5 hours of walking a week had a great impact. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Troubling new details are coming out about the new COVID-19 vaccine for kids.
The New York State Department of Health is now reporting the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for young children has waned quickly during the Omicron surge. Within 1 month of being fully vaccinated, the effectiveness of the Pfizer shots against infection caused by the Omicron variant fell from 68% to just 12% in children ages 5 to 11 years of age. While they say the vaccine is still protective against severe disease, the shot's effectiveness against hospitalization in that age group also drops substantially, falling from 100% in December to just 48% by the end of January. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
As a 40-mile Russian tank convoy continues to approach the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Russian forces have been bombing cities around the country. Ukrainian parliament member Hayulina Yevchenko says everyone is targeted by the shellings.
Putin does not hesitate to fire at peaceful civilian. Russian occupation troops are hitting residential neighborhoods. They are hitting kindergartens, hospitals with people in it.
That audio courtesy of Your World with Neil Cavuto. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.